Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend. Frank Rush here with Focus on Community. It's good to have you along. By the way, don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program, you can always just drop by our website and click on the podcast there. Just look on Focus on Community, click that, and you can download it, or you can listen to it right online and stream it from there. Tim Maniscalco for the Better Business Bureau of Indiana is our guest today. Tim, how you doing?
Fantastic, Frank. How about yourself?
Not bad. Are you at home?
No, not at home. I'm at work, but many of our employees have taken the option to work from home. So we're trying to, you know, get through this and be cognizant of our employees and just get through this like everyone else.
For those of you that don't know, the Better Business Bureau of Indiana is headquartered in Indianapolis, which is where Tim's at. And so you guys obviously have a ton more people up there today and in your area than we do here on our side of the state. But nevertheless, you guys are keeping a close eye on some new scams that are out there. And it's all to do with coronavirus and the big pandemic that's going on. And yeah, the fraudsters, they're out there trying to take advantage of this.
Yeah, Frank, these the scammers are very good at taking whatever the, you know, latest current event is and trying to turn that into their advantage, and they've done that with coronavirus. There are really two types of scams that are going on out there related to coronavirus. One is they are offering vaccinations or remedies for coronavirus. They claim that they've got a vaccine that will cure you of coronavirus, and as you know, there is not anything that has been approved or has been shown effective yet. But if you get an email or something on social media or someone saying, hey, we've got a cure for coronavirus, hang up the phone, don't open that email, don't give anybody any money, because it's just a scam. They're just trying to get you to either give them some money or give them some of your personal information, and who knows what they're going to do with that. Or they might want you to click on a link, and that's going to take your computer somewhere or download something into your computer that then it's going to have its own form of coronavirus on your computer. So just be careful of that. And then the second one, people are selling these coronavirus prevention kits. Now, these are basically, you know, the cloth mask and then tips that you can get off the CDC or the Indiana State Health Department website, you know, anything that anybody can get, pretty much public information. They are selling those for a pretty penny. So those are the two scams that we're seeing with the coronavirus, someone offering you a vaccination or someone offering you a prevention kit. That really is nothing that you couldn't get on your own. And my understanding is those cloth masks really are not preventative for getting, you know, preventative measure for getting the virus.
Yeah, and the other thing you need to watch out for, too, are folks that we've already seen the story on this, and I'm sure you've seen it, too. A couple of guys down in Tennessee drove all over that part of the country, all over their state, basically buying up every bottle of hand sanitizer they could get and then putting it on eBay, the Amazon marketplace, and also the Walmart marketplace, and selling it from anywhere from, I don't know, $20 to $80 a bottle. Now, they did get shut down because people don't like you to take advantage of folks in a situation like this. But you got to be careful to make sure you're not taking advantage of yourself.
Yeah, in fact, there have been several attorneys general that have warned merchants of this sort of price gouging type of thing. So absolutely, you want to take precautions on that. The other thing that I understand, too, is that even though there has been a run on a number of items, the pipeline, so to speak, does have goods in it, and it's just a matter of the stores now restocking. So hopefully most of this stuff is going to get restocked soon, and it's going to be sort of back to normal. So just be careful if someone really is going to charge you an outlandish price for something like that.
One of the things, too, that I know that we have seen, and that is the run on supplies, like you mentioned, and a lot of folks might be surprised, knowing Tim, I know you've seen it when you deal with businesses running the BBB, and that is the fact that there are no back stock rooms in a lot of these stores anymore like there used to be. When what you see of the store is it.
Well, your large box stores like Costco and Sam's Club and things like that, you know, they're essentially a warehouse that consumers can come in and whatever they have on their shelves is essentially what is in the store. And you're right, there isn't a back storeroom. They're just very large warehouses that, you know, you walk through and get what you want. So, yeah, whatever is there until the truck arrives and restocks the shelf.
Kroger and Walmart and those kind of stores are also much like that as well. There's not a big stash of stuff in the back room. What they have is what's on the shelf. So
right.
Keep that in mind. But, you know, we do have a pretty good supply chain in this country, and there are warehouses in different parts of the country, and they're loading up and shipping out now. So, yeah, I mean, you will get what you need. It'll just take a little bit longer than normal. And once we get a little bit of a recovery on our supply chain, everything ought to pretty much go back to normal.
So. Yeah, I think the retailers, you know, like everyone else, were caught a little off guard by the rush of consumers going out and buying all of this, all these items, you know, in just a couple day period. So it really took the on the store shelves down to nothing. But my understanding is that there's lots of stuff in the supply chain. It's just a matter now of, you know, getting it in there, which hopefully won't take too long.
And remember, too, folks, get what you need, not what you think you may need 2 years from now. So that way everybody can have what they need. Hey, Tim, I know the BBB has got a new scam alert out now. Of course, technology is making things bigger and better every day, but they're also increasing the amount of scams that are out there. One of the new ones now is something about fake voicemails.
Yeah, well, Frank, we've all heard about cloning. How about voice cloning?
Oh, wow.
Here's how it works. All you need is just a small snippet of someone's voice, and there is technology now that can take that little snippet of your voice and basically make any verbal message that you want out there. You know, no matter what what you wanted to say, it can go on there and it can create some sort of a scam out there. And what people are doing is they are recreating the voice of someone who is in authority, particularly in a company like a senior manager or a CEO. Send a voice message to someone, let's say in accounts payable, asking them to, you know, send some money, pay a bill, what have you, to somebody or some location, and get that money shipped to someplace where it's not supposed to go. So what we're seeing now are these voicemails that sound exactly like, you know, your boss, your CEO, somebody like that, and they're going to tell that person to pay a bill that shouldn't be paid. So there's no way to determine, hey, is that really my boss? Because it's going to sound exactly like it. And this technology isn't very difficult to acquire. It doesn't cost that much. And once again, all they need is just a little snippet of your voice, and they can recreate just about anything and have you say just about anything. So that's the scam that's going on out there. So if you are a company, make certain that you've got good checks and balances before you start paying things that, you know, shouldn't be paid. You really need to have those good safeguards in your financial system.
And make sure you tell the boss, be quiet. Don't say anything. So they can't get recorded. You know, I tell you, think what these crooks could do if they'd put this kind of effort and technology into making an honest business. I mean, they could be, you know, the next Amazon founder or whatever. It's amazing what they could do.
Oh yeah.
You know.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
Speaking of calls, voicemails, stuff like that, robocalls, there's some new scams out when it comes to robocalls now, right?
Yeah. Well, it's political season.
Well,
and
yeah.
So what the candidates, you know, candidates are going to go be out there asking for money, and a lot of people are going to want to support their candidate or support a particular cause. So what is happening here is they are taking the voice of a candidate, so it might be President Trump or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or whoever, and they're going to be calling you saying, hey, I'd like you to give to my campaign. You're going to get switched to somebody then who is going to take your credit card, and you think you're giving money to, you know, someone's presidential campaign or whatever campaign it might be, and that was just a scam. The money is not going to go to that particular candidate or that particular cause, and they know that, you know, this is the time of year, particularly here in Indiana, our primary is coming up the first part of May, so over the next month or so, you're going to be getting a lot of these different calls from candidates and candidates soliciting money. So just be very, very careful. If you do get someone that sounds like President Trump, a recorded message, or whoever the candidate candidate might be, Joe Biden or whoever it might be. Just be very, very careful before you give money, because once again, it's the scammers trying to make you think that you're giving money to the candidate, and clearly you're not giving money to them. And, you know, once again, this is the scammers using something in the current events, current news, to try and turn it to their advantage.
Make whatever comment you want about all politicians being scammers, but this is...
Yeah, but this time they're... Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm about to pay close attention, because I know Trump calls me on a pretty regular basis to consult about everything that's going on in the world and seeking my opinion and my advice, of which I freely give. But so, hey, and speaking of scams, you guys have a really neat thing on your website, bbb.org. It's called Scam Tracker, and you pay attention to what's going on Scam Tracker. First of all, the general public could be helped by the latest scam information, but you guys actually do a little digging, a little research on this to come up with the biggest scams and the biggest risks that are out there.
Yeah, what we do with all of the information that is received on Scam Tracker is each year we do a report on those. So, for instance, just a week or so ago, we released the 2019 Scam Tracker Risk Report, and it was based on over 37,000 scams that were reported to us across the country. So it's a pretty big database. And a couple of things we found out. First off, a scam that really wasn't present a couple of years ago is now the second riskiest scam, cryptocurrency. And, you know, we've heard of Bitcoin and some of these other cryptocurrencies. Well, a lot of the scammers now are using those and making up their own new cryptocurrencies, asking people to invest in those. And there have been some people that have made, you know, substantial amounts of money investing in some of these legitimate cryptocurrencies, but these are just fake cryptocurrencies. It's a fake website. They've got some fancy documents on there that make you think that, you know, they've got this great plan on how to launch a new cryptocurrency. They're asking people to invest in them. And what made this such a risky scam is that the average person who invests in one of these fake cryptocurrencies, they lose about $3,000 per person or per scam on average. So
we're talking real money there when it comes to that 3, amount. 000,
yeah, $3,000 is no small amount of change for anybody. So it really came out of nowhere for the last 2 years. We did not even have this listed on one of our top scams back in 2018. And then we put it on there, and here in 2019, it's now risen to the second riskiest scam out there. So this is a great report. It talks about a lot of different things that happen with scams and the riskiest scams and who gets scammed. And another interesting thing that we found out is that the people who get scammed most often are people in their 20s and 30s. And the reason for that is that these people... they use the internet, trust the internet, put a lot of their own personal information out on the internet, and the majority of scams now are perpetrated through the internet, either via social media, emails, you know, those types of things. So, you know, we think a lot of times that it is an older person that gets all the scams. Well, it's actually 20 and 30-year-olds who are more likely to get scammed. They get scammed more often for less money. Older people get scammed less often, but for more money on average. So really, everybody is vulnerable to scams.
You would think that younger age group, they would understand just how risky internet deals can be. I mean, they're the ones that grew up on this technology, but it seems like they're the ones to really get caught by it.
You would think so, but once again, the scammers are very good at taking information that you put out there and also making you think that, hey, it might be your friend here who is giving you this great deal, or, you know, some other way of convincing you that it's a legitimate sort of deal that you're getting into. So they're very, very good at that. You know, you can have your identity stolen on social media, all kinds of ways that you can be fooled. So don't believe everything that you see on the internet. Don't believe that it's coming from the person that you believe it's coming from. And scammers know this. So, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon out there. You know, the belief was that older people are the ones who always get scammed, but really younger people get scammed more often.
Scam Tracker is a cool tool on your website, and of course that's where folks can see if there's any scams going on in their area, or if they think they've stumbled across one or be taken advantage of by one. This is where they can report it too.
Yeah, go to scamtracker.org. A big map of the United States will come up, and then you can hone right into your area. You can hone right into, you know, Terre Haute or wherever you are and see the scams that are going on. And if you've been scammed, click on the report a scam button. It'll take you about 5 or 10 minutes, but that's the way we keep people informed about what's going on. This information is constantly being updated, so it's a very up-to-date, accurate report of the scams that are going on right in your neighborhood.
And I would say that you guys get a lot of traction on this because you've got, what, thousands of people and reports and stuff that have gone on this site.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, if you would go on the scamtracker.org, you'd be amazed at the number of scams that are reported just in your area. It is constantly being updated by consumers out there. And we are really relying on consumers to keep giving us that information, because our approach to this is the more informed a consumer is, the better chance they have of avoiding scams. And that's really what Scam Tracker is trying to do, is give you that up-to-date information so that you know, hey, these are the things that are going on. These are the things that I need to watch out for. These are the things that if I get approached, I'm not going to be fooled falling for something like that.
And once you get done seeing about all these scams on Scam Tracker, you will be one of those ones that will willingly self-quarantine.
Well, at least maybe you won't click on every email you see or answer every phone call you get.
I never answer the phone, and I delete almost every email. You know, I'm just paranoid, I guess. So, well, anyway, Tim Minuskello with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Again, BBB.org is the main website. And what did you say, scamtracker.org? What was the rest of that?
Scamtracker.org.
All right, and you can check it all out there. And, of course, you can also drop by the BBB website to check out other businesses and also post good reviews as well as bad reviews as well. So be sure to check that out. Tim, thanks for being with us today. And, of course, we will have you back here in a few weeks, maybe in the next month or so, to tell us about the latest that's going on out there. That's it for this program this weekend. Now, if you would like, you missed part of it, want to hear more, just drop by our website and look for the podcast of this show right there, and we'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.